In this week's Super Bowl frenzy, Denver International Airport scored a low blow when it disparaged the height of SeaTac Airport's tower and the height of Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Wagers are flying this week. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has staked his city's green chili and handmade skis against Seattle's salmon, crab, and a bike, wagered by Mayor Ed Murray. And the city's art museums have gotten into the action. Joining me on the line is Denver Art Museum Director Christoph Heinrich. Christoph, welcome to Only a Game.
Glad to be here.
And also joining me is Seattle Art Museum Director Kimberly Rorschach. Kimberly, welcome to you as well.
Delighted to be here.
Let's start with a description of what's on the line here. Kimberly, your wager first.
We are wagering a fabulous six-panel Japanese screen from 1901 by Tsuji Kakao is the artist, and I'm not the best on pronouncing. It's 5 feet by 12, and it depicts a majestic and incredible eagle, very large, dramatic bird on a rock perched over waves with mountains in the background.
An eagle not to be confused with a seahawk?
Very similar, resembling very greatly our team's mascot.
And what's your wager, Christoph?
Actually, we can't wait to see that eagle here in Denver. It's gorgeous. I'm so proud to have it in our collection soon. Mm. I can't wait. And the Asian curator can't wait either. So we threw in a beautiful bronze by Remington. It's called the Bronco Buster. And it's probably really the icon of our Western American collection. And a fabulous, fierce horse. It's not totally clear how long, actually, the rider will stay on back of that horse.
Ah.
How soon it's going to throw him off.
And I'll throw in that we are very excited to be showing the Bronco Buster here, as is the 12th man.
Oh, well, dream on.
Confidence is very important. Whose idea was this bet?
Well, I called Christoph about it, and he was immediately interested and intrigued. I will reveal that this has been done before in a couple of previous Super Bowls, as you may know. I think the first time was Indianapolis versus New Orleans. But I think never before have the works of art on the line had such an interesting resemblance to our team's mascots, and that is particularly exciting.
Now, Super Bowl wagers are usually somewhat equal in terms of value of the wagered items. What are these works of art valued at?
You know, we just don't even know. We just don't get into that. We don't talk about the value of artworks. They're both treasured works, very important works from very important collections. Our Asian collection is one of the most important that we have, and Christoph can speak of their American Western collection.
Absolutely. And I think what really was important for us was to send a stunning piece. I mean, we're not going to send it anyway. But
nice catch.
To use a stunning piece to show off the depth and the importance of our collection. And as Kimberly says, the American Western Collection at the Denver Art Museum is one of the best in the country. And that's a great opportunity for us to show this.
Now, the arrangement stipulates that the museum in the city whose team loses the game will loan their art to the museum in the winning city for 3 months, and they'll pay for shipping, insurance, and all other expenses. But beyond the expense, it sounds to me as if there's some pride at stake here as well, right?
Certainly. As in all these Super Bowl bets and the game itself, this is a civic contest of the cities, and we're excited to be part of it.
We have actually nothing in our budget which would actually allow us to do so. So I think we have to be very confident that the Broncos are going to win and that all the people from Seattle will come to Denver to see that spectacular piece.
Trash talk often accompanies these sorts of wagers. Even mayors get into it. So I invite both of you to give us a little good trash talk from the world of art, if there is such a thing. Christoph, you first.
I'm not even sure whether I could trash talk, but of course I could invite all the people from Seattle to come to Denver after they're going to see the Broncos win this Sunday and to see what the home of this wonderful football team looks like.
Yeah, plus they may want to see some of the art that they're used to seeing at home.
Absolutely.
Kimberly?
Oh, gosh, trash talk. That's not my specialty. But I am confident that we are going to win and we're going to be displaying the Bronco Buster. We've picked out a spot for it. And as I said, the 12th man is waiting to see it here and very excited about the victory that we're about to win.
Kimberly, you've seen that horse, right? I mean, that horse is going to throw that rider the next second. I mean, you're aware of that. If Remington would have waited one more moment to sculpt his sculpture, it would have only been the horse. The rider would have been gone.
Well, he's there now. He's there now. Bronco goes down. That's my point.
Kimberly Rorschach is director of the Seattle Art Museum. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
And Christoph Heinrich is director of the Denver Art Museum. Christoph, thank you very much as well.
With pleasure.
To view the works wagered by the Denver and Seattle Museums of Art, please visit facebook.com/onlyagameradio.